Welcome to Slugmit. Here is today's cybersecurity briefing. The top story for today is Mpackers. Providian reports attackers are actively targeting CVE-2026-19-49E, a critical Citrix NetScaler authentication bypass. The company detected exploit matching requests from three distinct source IPs on September 3, though this does not confirm successful compromise. Identity and IT operations teams should patch all vulnerable Citrix NetScaler appliances immediately to mitigate these exploitation attempts. At number 2, Arctic Wolf reports attackers exploiting papercut flaws to steal credentials from US and European schools. The intrusion chain deploys credential harvesting tools and MetaPredator payloads to extract registry hives. Identity and IT operations teams should restrict papercut internet exposure. Monitor for command interpreters running discovery commands with pcapp.exe as the parent process. Number 3, WordFence reports over 440,000 exploit attempts targeting critical remote code execution flaws in the WordPress plugins Superforms and Elementor Pro. These unauthenticated vulnerabilities allow attackers to deploy PHP web shells. Application security and IT operations teams should apply patches for CVE-2026-36-2475, scan for indicators of compromise, and audit for unexpected activity on affected sites immediately. Number 4, Rapid7 Labs identify the Linux toolkit, attributed with medium confidence to DPRK APTs, that embeds a TID backdoor directly into HProxy 2.8.12 builds. The implant hooks the HTTP parser to intercept web traffic and execute remote commands. This activity targeted South Korean automotive and media organizations, with campaigns dating back to early 2025. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 5. Researchers found 120 corporate domains where elms.txt files referenced unregistered code packages. After registering those names, they received a phone home from a Fortune 500 company within an hour. Process chains confirmed that AI coding agents, including Claude, Codex, and Hermes, installed the untrusted code. CISOs and SOC teams should note that these agents treat vendor documentation as ground truth without verifying package ownership. Number 6. Researchers have documented 39 distinct attack paths that compromise passkey authentication. These techniques target surrounding infrastructure like browsers, operating systems, and account recovery processes rather than breaking FIDO2 cryptography. Methods include assertion replay, UI spoofing, and unauthorized enrollment. This shows protocol-level phishing resistance does not protect against manipulation of user interfaces, synchronization services, or help desk workflows. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 7. Anthropic's Claude Mythos preview identified over 23,000 potential vulnerabilities in open-source projects, but most remain unverified by humans. External reviewers confirmed 90.8% of the sampled findings as valid. The model also converted 72.4% of known crashes into working exploits. SOC and incident response teams should note that 13 of 14 severity ratings were overstated compared to independent scores. Number 8, PostgreSQL released updates on August 13 to fix CVE-2026-6471. This 12-year-old logical decoding flaw allows accounts with the replication attribute to execute arbitrary code as the database server's operating system user. The vulnerability, present since PostgreSQL 9.4, permits attackers to load malicious libraries by bypassing standard path restrictions. This risk persists in versions prior to 18.6, 17.11, 16.15, 15.19, and 14.24. Application security teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 9. Microsoft identified a phishing campaign using invisible Unicode characters to split financial keywords, bypassing email filters. The operation peaked at 247 million daily messages in February, leveraging ActiveCampaign to distribute AI-generated lures targeting Small Business Administration loan applicants. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 10. Rapid7 Labs found a Linux toolkit compiled directly into APROXY load balancers at two South Korean organizations. The implant, named TED, intercepts web traffic and serves altered pages to selected visitors. It operates by replacing the legitimate binary rather than exploiting a vulnerability. Rapid7 attributed the activity to North Korean state-sponsored actors with medium confidence. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. That is today's briefing. Stay secure.